You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Another rookie guest on the show, another cool builder in this great community of ours. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
This is going to be a great conversation. They have some very, very cool projects.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by James Nash. He is the president of Heatherland Homes. James, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, James. I appreciate you making the time to join us. I know you're an awfully busy fellow, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we, since you are new to the show, before we get into all the cool stuff happening at Heatherland, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in the business in Atlanta for about 20 years. Started with John Whelan Homes here in Atlanta. Great builder to have worked for.
Yeah.
Learned a lot. I built houses for them and developed subdivisions for them. I've spent some time just developing projects for different small builders, worked for some investors here in Atlanta. And a few years ago, the investment group that I was working with decided that we wanted to branch out and build some houses and see if we could work through some of our portfolio that we had in our hands. And it's kind of grown from there.
Outstanding.
Well, dive in and tell us a little bit about Heatherland Homes.
Well, like I said, Heatherland's just kind of an offshoot of our investment company. We started it a couple of years ago. We're in 6 different counties. We have 12 communities that are active right now. We've already closed, we've closed 150 homes as a business so far, but that is growing. We expect to close at least 100 this year. I know we have 85 in some form of construction currently, so I don't think we're having a problem making that number. But we have a good base of builders, putting out quality product, good banking relationships and investor relationships, and have the ability to grow. But we're not out trying to grow just for the sake of growing. We're trying to do things that are smart and that make money and allow us to provide a good product.
Good stuff. So today we want to really nail down and to talk about some of your work in Cobb County. But before we go there, do share with the audience where in Metro Atlanta you do build and what kind of product you're typically aiming at.
We're primarily single-family detached product. Like I say, we're in 6 counties. We have a community in Rockdale County and Conyers. We're in the city of McDonough in Henry County. We have several neighborhoods in South Fulton, a couple neighborhoods in Douglas County, 1 in Paulding County, and then we have 3, soon to be 4, in Cobb County. We have some nice, more of an entry-level product down in the South Fulton area that starts in the high 100s, low 200s. Henry's a little bit more of a move-up buyer, as well as the Cobb County product. Really excited about the stuff that we have in the city of Marietta. It's a nice little infill locations, just close to the square, walkable. I think it's really good product that people are going to like.
Well, he touches all points on the map, doesn't he?
And they're building single-family townhomes, and then they've got a... it's not age-restricted, but an age-targeted product that they're getting ready to do.
It is. We have townhomes coming on in one of our projects in Marietta that will probably be available in about 6 months. The project you're mentioning that's age-targeted is actually in Cherokee County, right at the Cobb and Fulton line on 92. It is kind of a hybrid. It's designated more as a townhome zoning, but mm-hmm. It's not really townhomes. They're actually detached houses that are connected with some breezeways and storage rooms, mm-hmm. and it is targeted to an empty nester or the active adult buyer, but it's not deed restricted. So we have a little bit of flexibility there. We're really looking forward to that one. We should get started construction there in the next 30 to 60 days.
Yeah, some really exciting stuff coming mm-hmm. online. Well, let's dive into Cobb County and hone in on some of those communities. I know one of my favorites is Marvell. So talk us through Marvell.
Marvell is a great project we bought several months ago. We bought it developed. We liked the location. Some of our competition kind of felt like it was a little bit transitional, but we really liked the look and feel of it. It's right off of Highway 41 near the Big Chicken, so it's convenient for transit in order to, getting back to the interstate, getting into Atlanta.
Or getting to the Krispy Kreme or the Merida Diner.
Absolutely.
Oh, good point.
They're both right there.
Good point.
All of the above are one of my favorites, Northern Tool.
Oh, yeah, there right you go. There. It is too. Mm-hmm.
But that's a neighborhood with 99 home sites. There are 24 of those are townhomes. The rest are detached. They are alley loaded, 1,900 to 2,500 square foot houses. Nice houses for growing families or singles, either or. you know, we have a lot of detached houses up already. We have some that are basement lots, some that are slab lots. It's just a nice little community. It has a really nice dog park. When we got in and started working with the neighborhood, we had all this green space that we landscaped and sodded, and we decided, hey, this is a great place to, you know, fence, you know, so we have these families, you know, bring your dogs back here, let them run. And like I said, it looks great.
It's kind of got a coastal chic feel, and then it's got some fire pits, or it's got a fire pit in it somewhere.
We've got some mews that we're still working on the landscape plans for and how we're going to handle those. There's a large one in front of the townhomes that we're looking at how we're going to. It's almost like little pocket parks mm-hmm. within it that as we build the houses and develop the neighborhood, you know, those will go in and become parts of it. But yeah, you mentioned the kind of coastal chic. Whenever we started building this, we looked at it and I personally wanted something that had a little more life to it. I know a lot of what we see now, primarily the higher end price points are a lot of grays and mm-hmm. and whites and you know, beiges, and I wanted something a little different. So we have some more color mm-hmm. here. We still have some of the grays, but we have some nice pastels and things that blend in I think it's a fun place.
I like it. It's really pretty. It's very welcoming. It's just a great looking little community and so convenient. Convenient to Dobbins, convenient to Kennistone, convenient to, you know, really all of Cobb County, and easy to get to the interstate.
Yeah, that's a great location.
I love the location because whenever I'm coming and going, the new I-75 express lanes have an exit right there at Roswell Road, and I jump on and off right there all the time, and I'm right in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's so easy.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
Well, the next one I want to hear about is this Promenade at the Square. So tell us about that.
Promenade at the Square is a great piece. Like I said, Heatherland is part of an investment group. And so one of our investment groups actually owned this piece originally when it was an old Windhaven apartment complex. And we got the permits to do the demolition on it. Lennar wanted to buy the townhome phase of this because it was set up for partially townhomes and partially detached houses. And so we actually sold this to Lennar and had them develop it. And then bought back the detached lots because we love the location. It's right next to the Hilton Conference Center, right there on Powder Springs Street, mm-hmm. right next to the City Club golf course. Our lots are on the back, so a lot of them have views of the golf course. And here again, it's another one of those things that's just convenient to downtown Marietta. You can walk to the square from this one. It's actually closer to the square than Marvell is. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there thinking the other day about, I could just walk down to the new Marietta Square Food Hall.
Oh, I love that
place. I was there last week and had lunch, and I thought, this is fabulous. I like that they just opened this. It kind of matches some of the Krog Street markets and things that you're starting mm-hmm. to see pop up down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I was there, I don't know, a month or so ago when it first opened, and it was packed. I think it's still packed.
It was packed when I was there the other day for lunch.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's I think really important about this neighborhood is we started looking at who we thought our buyer would be. And we kind of felt like our buyer in this market was either an empty nester or families with older children. That didn't necessarily have to be the case. You can have younger children. So when we designed these houses, we designed the majority of our plans have the master on the main. So it's convenient. Even for me, I like master down so I don't have to go up and down the stairs. My wife disagrees with me. But, you know, hey. But so they're designed with the master down, but you still have a very spacious upstairs with three nice bedrooms right. upstairs. So they're all four bedroom plans. So plenty of room for families, but also great houses for, you know, like I say, for empty nesters who the kids return, bring the grandkids, whatever.
Yeah.
So I really love the plans that we've designed for this neighborhood.
What's the price point of that one?
Starts in the high 300s for our smaller houses and then goes up to the mid 400s for the larger houses.
For that location, that's...
And now, does it have amenities?
There are amenities in this neighborhood. It does have a pool and cabana there that's shared with the community. So it's a nice little place just to kind of come and cool off and...
Yeah.
You know, hang out. So it's a
great location.
It's a fabulous location.
So you've got another one in East Cobb called Logan Park. Tell us about that one.
Logan Park is kind of a special project for me. the name Logan is actually my 9-year-old. So that's kind of where this one started. And two of the house plans are named after my kids. One of them is a Logan and one of them is a Hayden. So my older son's name is Hayden. So this was just one that I liked. I liked the piece of dirt. I liked where it was in East Cobb. It's kind of quaint. It's at the end of Lee Waters Road. It's right next to Kell High School, right next to East Cobb Baseball. And so
just know the location. That's great. That's a great spot.
Just knowing the location and where it was, I felt like this is a great family location. So what we did is we designed, they're actually larger houses. They're 3,400, 3,700 square foot houses that have a lot of room in them. Plenty of bedrooms for kids, just open spaces for kids to do their thing while the adults have their living areas and, you know, nice kitchens. You know, it is East Cobb. It is, you know, new development. So you don't have the really huge yards in this one, but, you know, we're not, I know I'm not home to cut the grass. I hate having to go home and cut the grass. I'd rather go home and enjoy my house. And so it's kind of where these are designed. They're smaller lots, you know, enough room to get outside and enjoy your yard, but not so much that it becomes a chore. So, you know, I love designing these houses and putting these together. All of our plans there have a third floor walk up. So if you decide you need a little more room, you want a teen suite, something like that, you just want to do it unfinished and have a lot of extra storage. I mean, we have some options on these. And the best part about it to me is that it's East Cobb and we start in the low 400s.
Mm-hmm.
We started like...
I didn't think that was possible anymore.
It didn't seem like it's possible.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to come out and take a look around and see.
And how many houses there?
We have 22 lots. It's just a quiet little neighborhood. Yeah. We have the third one is about to close, the fourth one under contract, and several more that are pending. So it's definitely a place that it's a nice little pocket. And if people are interested, they need to come take a look at it.
Well, we're not going to stick around very long.
I promise if you come see my model, you won't forget it.
I can't wait. It's going to be exciting to see how this one sells.
Mm-hmm, no doubt about it.
So, James, what else would you like our listeners to know?
I think the most important thing is for everyone to know how to find us and how they can come buy a house. All of our homes are marketed by Tamara Wade Remax True Realty. She's located in all of our subdivisions. We have sales centers in Arnold Estates, down in McDonough, Camden Lake, out in Villarica, Kensington Park in Lithia Springs, Marvella Marietta, and Logan Park over in East Cobb. And we have agents there 7 days a week to greet customers. And I would love for everyone to come out and just, you know, talk to the agents, get some more information, find out about our current incentives. You know, we always have some featured homes that have maybe a little bit better deal, but, you know, come out and see us and look into those.
Outstanding. And James, should anyone need to connect with you to ask any questions or learn more about Heatherland, where do they go?
Well, they can always find us on the web. It's www.heatherlandhomes.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Our agents are always out posting about our houses and our communities, as well as we have posts about the upcoming parade of homes. So you can find a lot of information about us there. Or if nothing else, just give us a call. Phone number is 770-502-6230.
James Nash, the president of Heatherland Homes. James, it was a pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks again for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.